This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOTDALI. My brother from another mother, Daniel, is working the dials. Hello, Daniel. He's so cute. Jason is a cutie, too. Am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to see you guys are cute? Uh-oh. I mean, okay, then, he's cool. Can I say cool? Okay, he's cool and cute. All right, so we have here a new crisis. Every other day is a crisis with the vaping. There's a study that came out a couple days ago, which I'm sure you guys heard, that a third of all students that were surveyed, are exposed to secondhand vaping fumes. Now, I don't know if you guys heard yesterday, Milwaukee told everybody to stop vaping. They were like, guys, stop vaping, okay? This is public health risk. So the city of Milwaukee is now urging residents to just not vape. And I think right now we have a little bit of panic because people don't know what the hell is going on. We had one person who died. And I know it's just one person, but that's one too many. So people are freaked out that somebody died from possible vaping. We also have over 200 cases being investigated by the CDC from vaping-related pulmonary illnesses. And I anticipate there's a lot more because the average electronic medical records don't have a box for vaping. And so if the average doctor or medical provider doesn't ask that in the history. You know, we taught students always ask about, you know, alcohol use, smoking use, marijuana, vaping, you know, get the gamut of it. But if the average EHR is kind of built for the old school doctor where it's just tobacco or not, then you don't have data that you could pull and analyze on how many people vape. So all these people being admitted in these hospitals for respiratory illness, if nobody's asking if they ever vaped, we don't have that connection. So these 200 cases the CDC are investigating, that's a very large underestimation, okay? So now, secondhand vaping fumes, there was a U.S. National Youth Tobacco Survey, and they found that a third of middle and high school students are exposed to vaping, even if they don't want to be. And so when you kind of look at the chemicals, like what we got, like toluene, we got benzene, we got formaldehyde, there's a lot of different chemicals. We got lead, I got to read this one, hold on, cadmium, benzene, acetaldehyde, as well as the nicotine, the N-nitroso-nicotine, nickel, they're supposed to nickel, and not like the good kind where it's money. And so, I don't know what nickels are made out of. I don't think nickels are made out of nickels. I don't know what money's made out of. I want to look into that, though, now. Now my interest is piqued. So your secondhand smoke, just like with secondhand tobacco, your secondhand vaping puts your kids at risk. So if your kid is asthmatic, if your kid has reactive airway disease, if you have a child who just got over RSV, if we're coming into flu season, or, you know, if your kids really just don't want that stuff in their lungs, they have exposure. They have risk. Now, how much? You know, what will this do to your child? I don't know. Now, the reason why this is such a big story, you know, okay, secondhand vaping, why is this getting all the attention? Because some of us have kids that aren't vaping. I'm like, good voice. Oh, my baby boys, they're not vaping. I was like, thank God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But they hang out with their friends that do. So every time my kids go and hang out with friends or fraternity or whatever, they're just inundated with this secondhand vaping smoke. And so now you're going, okay, wait a second. I got my kid to not vape. I got my kid to not smoke. I got my kid to not drink. You know, I, you know, threw out any, you know, fake IDs that I thought I found. You know, yelled at them if I found some condoms where they shouldn't be. But my kid doesn't vape. I'm good. No, you're not good. Secondhand vaping risk now has to be studied. These chemicals that come from the vape, that come out of the vape liquid, whether it's in its primary form or secondary form from a combustion reaction from the heat, can cause a various range of lung pathology that we haven't even studied yet. So that's why you're starting to see the panic. And Milwaukee's like, guys, let's just not vape. And, you know, the reason why we were able to discriminate against smokers, something that I still kind of have a little problem with because, you know, yeah, I'm anti-smoking and I'm anti-second and third-hand smoke, but it just, for some reason, doesn't sit well that you could take one population of people and tax them more and segregate them and force them to be in a building or a separate area. That just kind of bothers me, you know, especially since a lot of them are veterans, and it just doesn't sit right. But the reason why vaping hasn't, you know, been this, you know, this big public outcry, you know, for, you know, there to be policy is because people didn't worry about the secondhand exposure. It's like wearing a seatbelt. That's more to protect you. But when it comes to secondhand, now you get these cities going all crazy. So I think we have 16 cities right now having laws against vaping. And, you know, for those of you guys with kids, I got to tell you something. If you don't think your kid is vaping, first assume that they do. Okay, I'm no expert in parenting, but what I am really good at is guessing. I just can guess. So my kids are definitely scared of me. I don't know if you guys know that. It's not because I beat them or anything like that. I don't hit them or whatever. But they're scared of me. It's not because I go all cray-cray. It's because I know when they're lying, like, all the time. We mommies could do that. So, like, my kid would come home from school, and, you know, he'd want, like, chicken nuggets or something. I'm like, did you eat any vegetables at school for lunch? Did you eat any salad? He's like, yeah. I come up to him, and he's a little like, no, you didn't. You didn't. Not only did you not eat vegetables, but you had french fries. And he's like, whoa. Whoa. And you could see him shake that I knew that. Okay, so he thinks I'm a witch, right? Okay, my other kid, he kind of knows that I'm really good at guessing because he caught me bragging one day because I'm actually really good at, like, roulette and blackjack. A lot of people don't know this. I'm very, very lucky. I just won, like, second place in a poker tournament. I'm really, really lucky when it comes to gambling. I just don't take the risk. So, like, if I win $40, I'll stop. I just don't want to risk it. I'm just very, very lucky. I've never won a raffle, but I'm really, really lucky when it comes to, like, you know, Black 17 or, you know, between, I don't know, you know, 1 and 12 or, you know, picking the numbers. Don't ask. I just, for some reason, I'm really lucky. The reason why Corey doesn't cheat on me is because he knows I know. And I know if somebody's cheating. I know if somebody's creeping on somebody. I just know. It's just something I do. So when it comes to the kids, my kids know that I'll know if they vape. The only thing is they're hanging around people that do vape, and now we got secondhand exposure. So now I am ready to hit the release and go, all right, let's start having more public policy against vaping. I'm good with it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big Things to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Sorry, big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this news came out. Actually, KBC informed me of the latest headline when it came to transplanted organs, where the U.S. is discarding thousands of donated kidneys. They say there are probably 28,000 kidneys that they believe that U.S. threw out. That, from what I understand, French transplant centers took about 60% of. But we had organs. We actually had organs for people that we couldn't use, that were good organs. So this is new research that found kidneys from older donors are much more likely to be used for transplants in France. And if more of these lower-rated kidneys were used in the United States, tens of thousands of more Americans would receive a kidney transplant. That's according to WebMD. So apparently between 2004 and 2014, U.S. transplant centers discarded about 18% of over 156,000 deceased donor kidneys. that were able to be, you know, recovered by donors. Now, apparently that's 2 times higher than the discarded rate in France. So they want us to kind of do what the French do. You know, be a little bit more lax on which organs you use. Now, I'll tell you what's going on in a second, but we'll finish with the headline first. They say these findings highlight the striking disparities in organ acceptance between the two countries and suggest that many of the 90,000 Americans awaiting a kidney transplant could reap major benefits from a more aggressive approach. Now, that's Dr. Peter Reese, an associate professor of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania in Philly. So age seemed to be a deciding factor on if they were going to keep the kidney or not. So the average age of the donor of the kidney in France was 56 years old, compared with 39 years old in the U.S. And so our study provides fresh evidence that organs from older deceased donors are valuable and underused, particularly for people on the wait list who otherwise may not receive a transplant at all. I don't care. I'll take an 80-year-old kidney. If I need a kidney, give me a kidney. Now, 37 million U.S. adults have chronic kidney disease, and more than 720,000 have kidney failure and require either a transplant or dialysis to survive. 720,000. All right? And when you're... So basically, what do the kidneys do? So your blood goes throughout the body, right? Your blood brings oxygen to the tissues. The tissues, instead, in exchange, dump crap in the blood. So before that blood, you know, gets, you know, back to the lungs or whatever, it goes through liver and kidneys. And it will, the blood has to go through the kidneys, get filtered, and then be able to glean out any stuff that it doesn't want to go back to circulation. If the kidneys start to fail, and the kidneys have amazing skill in terms of figuring out how much salts to keep, how much protein to keep, how much potassium to keep, how much water to keep, not keep, etc. The kidneys just know this. If the kidneys fail, then your salts, the chemicals in your body are going to be off. And so dialysis helps take the job of the kidneys. And it's expensive, it's time-consuming, and it's a lot of wear and tear on the body. But it's something we do until we have a kidney that can work and get transplanted. Now, in America, 5,000 people die each year waiting for a kidney transplant. So they say organ donor age, so how old you are when you donate your organ, not if you need one, has an issue. But they say if it's a 50- or 60-year-old kidney, that should be fine. You know, no big deal. Why not use it? So I'll tell you what's really going on. Apparently what's going on is hospitals, from what I understand, okay, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, get graded on their transplant success. And if they don't get good marks in transplant success, lack of rejection, need for, you know, a new transplant. If they get these high marks, they continue to get funding. They continue to get their ranking. And things go well. If you have a population of patients that will get a kidney and not do well on it, and then have to get another one, word gets out. And from what I understand, they could actually, there it could be a snowball effect of programs that then let these hospitals go, etc., because of their success in transplant rates. So what we believe might be happening is some cherry picking. And if a hospital thinks an organ may not do well in somebody, they're not going to put the patient who's already weak. I mean, you know, this isn't just, you know, a selfish thing. Also, unselfishly and being prudent, if you have a patient that's very, very weak and on dialysis, who's going to have to then be on immunosuppressants, you know, and heavy, heavy immunosuppressants so they don't reject the kidney, you want to make sure that person got a kidney that's going to work. You want to shoot for 100%. And so even though I think being a 50-year-old or 60-year-old or 70-year-old is old and, you know, the organs can still work, they may have data to the contrary, saying, well, an older kidney may not work as well. Now, what they don't understand is if the person who needs the kidney is 70, let's say, and their life expectancy is another 20, 30 years. We only need the kidney working another 20, 30 years. That's it. So there's a lot of factors involved, unfortunately. And so if hospitals are graded, and like I said, can lose funding because they don't have the high success rates, they're going to be less likely to take these risks on some of the organs that may not be ideal. Now, how does the whole transplant list thing work? So if you need to, if you need an organ, you basically register on the national registry. There's a national registry. And once you're on that list, you might get a kidney right away or an organ right away, or you might not. You might wait years. Average person waits 3 to 5 years for an organ. And why are they waiting? Well, we need a match, right? We need somebody who's a perfect match. We need to make sure you're healthy. We, you know, are hoping to get an organ, you know, that, you know, doesn't have HIV or disease that, you know, we could give you. Although now they're looking at transplanting HIV organs in those with HIV, and they find out that they're doing fine. People are doing fine. That the HIV suppressant medications are working well. But it's also geography. You know, if there's an organ available in Maine and you live in Hawaii, you're probably not going to get that organ. They also look at age. You know, if you have certain lifestyle issues that can hurt your organ. Like, for example, when I was in training, you would not get a liver transplant if you drank alcohol because you would ruin the next liver, they thought. So now I think if you do drink alcohol, like if you were, let's say, an alcoholic, if you ruined your first liver by alcohol abuse, you probably wouldn't get another liver because they thought this was in the olden days, right? Now I think they've kind of eased up on that. But, you know, if you don't, you know, there's that triage. If you only have one liver and you have three patients, right, one is a teenage kid, one is a 5-year-old kid, and one is a 40-year-old alcoholic, they're going to be thinking, okay, well, let's, you know, let's instead give the liver to the kids. But get this. What if that liver doesn't fit into the 5-year-old? The teenager's going to get it. So you see, there's so many different factors at play. And so what a lot of people do is to help themselves on the list, they bring a buddy. Somebody who could donate an organ. And even if that organ can't go to them, that they bring somebody who can donate an organ. These are live donors now. Live donors. You find somebody who could donate a kidney. That guy will throw his kidney into the mix. And hopefully, if there's another buddy, let's say you live in Hawaii and you have a buddy who you can't use your kidney, but that kidney could help somebody in New York. Meanwhile, there's a guy in New York or Maine who has a buddy, but that kidney could help you. We do those, there's like swaps or there's chains. There was one time, I think, a 7-person chain where there were 7 people and each person and everybody brought a buddy and the buddy helped one of those 7 people. It was, you know, and it didn't even matter if you knew them or not. But nobody ran out of organs. So, you know, this, if they could lax, if they could give transplant centers more leeway going, look, guys, whatever you need to do, you'll still get the funding. Just use the damn organs. We probably would be doing more organ transplants than we do now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is taking aim at Florida's Atlantic coast and could come onshore as a powerful Category 4 hurricane late Sunday or early Monday. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on some of the things Floridians will experience.
There's no way you could have a storm of this significance and not lose power. So just prepare for that. You should also prepare if you're in an area that experiences flooding when you have significant rain events. Well, guess what? If you're impacted by this storm, you know, you are going to see a lot of water.
The Justice Department's Inspector General report says James Comey violated FBI policies in his handling of memos documenting private conversations with President Trump in the weeks before Comey was fired as bureau director. Comey also broke FBI rules by giving a memo to one of his friends so that the friend could then leak it to a reporter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so Hurricane Dorian is not going to affect Puerto Rico. They're breathing a sigh of relief. But now it's making a beeline to Florida. And they are forecasting that it is going to go up to a Category 4 strength. Remember, Category 1 is about 74 miles an hour. Category 2 is over 96 miles an hour. Category 3, 111 miles an hour. Category 4, 130 miles an hour. Category 5 is over 157 miles an hour. Everybody thinks Katrina was a 5. Hurricane Katrina in the water was a 5. When it hit land, it was at a 3, a 3 to 4. They're thinking that Dorian may make landfall as a 4. Meaning this could be worse than Hurricane Katrina, which is why you're seeing the headlines saying this could be one of the worst storms to hit the state in 30 years. Katrina was bad. It was bad, but this could even be worse. So right now it's expected to intensify to a Category 3. Heading towards northern Bahamas and Florida's eastern coast. They think it's going to hit a 4. It was upgraded from a tropical storm to a hurricane, made landfall in the Virgin Islands, impacted a little bit of Puerto Rico. There has been some power outages and minor flooding, but from what we understand, they seem relieved that this could have been a lot worse. Now, once Dorian escalated into a hurricane, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency on Wednesday, urging residents to stock up on a week's worth of supplies. So now Floridians are cleaning out grocery stores. They're also putting up aluminum panels. We'll talk about protections and things you do. So an update from the National Hurricane Center at 8 a.m. Today, Eastern, warned that tropical force winds from Dorian. Dorian right now is a 1, but they expect it to strengthen. They think it's going to hit Florida Saturday evening and then make landfall by late Sunday or early Monday. They also are worried about the storm surge because, you know, with Florida, you know, it already is, they're at, you know, negative sea level. I mean, they're, you know, a lot, they got a lot of swampland. It's gorgeous there. I love Florida, but it's, it just seems to look like it's sinking. You know, the Southwest is drying up. Florida just looks like it's getting wetter. So they're worried about major flooding. And Orlando meteorologist Glenn Richards from Fox 35 says this could be the strongest hurricane to hit Central Florida in over 30 years. So, yeah, we're nervous. Donald Trump tweeted, Puerto Rico is in great shape with Hurricane Dorian, taking a largely different route than anticipated. Thank you to FEMA, first responders and all, for working so hard and being so well prepared. A great result. The bad news, Florida, get ready. Storm is building and will be big. I'd really like to know, is Trump really doing his own tweets? Does Trump really tweet, or does he tell somebody else? I just don't picture him doing his own tweets. Well, this sounds like him, but I don't know. Or did he tell his tweeter to do that? How would you like to be the president tweeter? Remember with kings, you would have jokers, and you would have the testers, the people that would test the food and see if they die. That would be a horrible job. But if you were the king, okay, you test the food. I wonder if they have that for the White House. Somebody has to test the food and see they're going to die before the president eats it. I wonder how that goes. Anyway, they say as of 5 a.m. Eastern time, Dorian was located in the open Atlantic, blowing at a maximum sustained winds of 85, which is why it's Category 1, northwest of San Juan. And they do expect it to go to a Category 4. Okay, so what do people do? Now, I'm looking at stores right now. You're seeing, you know, just, you know, grocery stores completely leveled. You see grocery stores like all the shelves empty. So, you know, basically what, and I have family in Florida, so, I mean, they know the drill. So, you know, they get a part of the warning system. There's an emergency alert system that everybody's, you know, now on, and cell phones. Now that most people have cell phones, but if you don't have a cell phone, you want to get connected to the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration weather radio, get the emergency alerts. If you are at risk for flash flooding, you need to get to higher ground. Practice going to a safe shelter for high winds. There are FEMA safe rooms. There's also storm shelters. If you don't know where those are or you don't think you'll be able to get to those, you make sure that you have a windowless room in a sturdy building on the lowest level that's not subject to flooding. So being second floor might not be the safest, so they want you on ground floor as long as it doesn't flood. I wouldn't go into a basement. Based on your location, community plans, make your own plans for evacuation or sheltering in place. Know your evacuation zone, the evacuation route, and shelter locations. I mean, in Florida, you hear back-to-back traffic. I think a lot of people right now, because it's Labor Day weekend, they're probably just, you know, leaving. Unfortunately, there were a lot of resorts that were probably looking forward to the Labor Day weekend, like in Fort Lauderdale and stuff like that. But it may be north of Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale may be fine. Your documents need to be in waterproof containers. All right, you should have copies of things, even digital copies, password protected. And then you need to protect your property. So declutter drains and gutters, install check valves and plumbing to prevent backups, hurricane shutters like the aluminum shutters that a lot of people are putting up or boarding. And then, of course, you want to review your insurance policy. If your insurance policy has lapsed, now's the time to get it redone. So when a hurricane is about 36 hours from arriving, so we're talking in the next day or so, you want to make sure your TV and radio is on at all times. You also want to make sure you have your food and your water. FEMA recommends at least 3 days of food and water, medications, a flashlight, batteries, cash, first aid supplies. I would recommend at least a week's worth of food. I know that's kind of a lot. Remember that your refrigerator can poop out because of electricity, so you want to make sure you have coolers and generators and things like that, or food that are non-perishable. And water, don't forget the pets. The pets are going to you need to eat, too. I love the idea of having flashlights, batteries, and cash. Not everything is, you know, if power is out, you may not be able to use a credit card if you need. And then make sure you guys have a plan with your family members. So if your internet is down, you know, you know, will cell phone service be up? Let family know if they don't get a text from you or, you know, internet, you know, is there another plan on how to communicate with them? Know your evacuation zone. Make sure your car is in good working condition. Make sure your gas tank is full now. You do not want to stock up on gas. You do not want to do that. During a storm. You want to make sure you're already good to go. And then make sure you have flood insurance. The policy may cover up to 1,000 in loss avoidance measures like sandbags and water pumps to protect your property, but keep copies of receipts because just in case your insurance company wants to be a jerk. Now, 18 hours to 36 hours from the hurricane's coming, all right, make sure you are up on the storm updates. Make sure everything that's around the house that could blow into your house or hurt things like patio furniture, garbage cans, things like that, bring inside. Propane tanks. You don't want a propane tank out there. Put that in a safe place. Trees. If there's trees that are going to fall into the building through the window, get rid of those. Cover all of your home's windows. Storm shutters that are permanent work nice. Some people have plywood. Some people have hurricane windows. And then start making sure your cell phone is charged. And if I were you, I would also get a charger for your car, your cell phone charger for the car. A lot of people during Superstorm Sandy didn't have power, so then their cell phones went out. But if you had a car phone charger, then you could at least use your car battery to charge your cell phone. All right? So at least do that. And then refrigerator and freezer. What you want to do is they say put that on your coldest setting and only open when necessary. The reason why is you want to expect a power outage. And if your freezer and refrigerator were as cold as possible, your food could last longer. Now, you want to make sure it never goes below 40 degrees, right? If not, you can't eat the food. All right? And you want to make sure that, you know, again, be careful with thawed food that then de-thaw. And then during a hurricane, if you you were told to evacuate, get the hell out, you know, like Chris Christie, not exactly sure what he said in Jersey when the storm was coming, but I think there were some, you know, polite words in there, like get out. If you're going to stay, again, get into a small interior windowless room or a hallway on the lowest floor that's not subject to flooding. And pray. All right, man. Good luck. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in economy news, this is interesting. Target is joining forces with Disney. Did you guys hear about this? This is interesting. So apparently Target is going to bring Disney into a bunch of their stores. Disney stores. In Alabama, California, Colorado, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Montana, Oklahoma, Oregon, Philly, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Utah, Virginia, and Washington may get Disney stores within Target. I got to tell you, I love marketing. One of my big passions and attributes is marketing and PR, and so I find it fascinating when these companies try to either reinvent themselves or make lateral moves or, you know, try to, you know, redefine who they are and what their brand is. Like, you know, Target. Just, you know, Target we thought was going to go under with all the advancements that Walmart made, and Target didn't. And Target kind of changed things around a little bit. You know, one is they went all red, right? I mean, Target is red. And then it has a Target. So it's a very easy logo, right? Not very expensive to reproduce. And it's, you see that Target logo, you know there's a Target store. Walmart, I think, has like a yellow. Walmart's logo isn't as vibrant and isn't as readily understood. McDonald's, you could see those golden arches and you know exactly, you know, what you're dealing with. McDonald's, that's pretty easy. But In-N-Out logo, I don't know. Chick-fil-A, you have to kind of see the lettering. You know, so with Walmart, it's not about the logo. It's about, well, it's a Walmart. So Walmart already had good branding. But with Target, you see the Target, you see the red, you know you're in a Target. And then what Target decided to do was make their stores less cluttered than a Walmart. They kind of went for the more, you know, we're going to be more clean and crisp looking. And that helped a lot of shoppers that wanted to think that they weren't going to be, you know, in a crowded area with a lot of lines. And so when you go into a Target, it just seems more open. Now, I don't know if it's because Targets are less busy. But when you go to the checkout, it seems to be a lot bigger. It just seems to be a lot cleaner in terms of assembly line style. Not cleaner in terms of dirty, but, you know, cleaner in terms, and it has a clean look too, but in terms of, okay, we're getting in and out. And so it's kind of fascinating to see how they, you know, try to compete with the other big boys. So now they're going to open 25 Disney stores, a store within a store, in October. 40 plan to open by next year. And I guess in return, Walt Disney World Resort is going to let them have a new Target store there. And I guess Target has a Disney-themed section on its website. So they got stuff from Pixar, Marvels, and Star Wars, etc. So Disney stores within Target is going to get about 750 square feet. They're going to be strategically located near the kids' clothing and the toy aisles. And they will be staffed by Target employees who will receive special training in connection with the Disney brand. So if somebody goes, you know, I want a Mushu doll. If they're like, Mushu, well, that was in Mulan. So, you know, they're going to have to know they're Disney. All right, that's just the way it is. So, little mini Disney stores. Now, if I was Disney, I think that's brilliant because having a Disney store is expensive. And so now you just get to lessen your real estate. And then Target gets a great deal because now they're going to be, you know, bringing in people that want Disney. So when kids want toys, again, we're going to be coming up on Christmas shopping soon. So now, according to CNBC, Doug Chapek, chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products, there's about a 90% overlap between the two companies' customers. They say Disney is among our largest and most admired brand relationships, so work together. So families with small children would shop at Target, and then the Disney store is right then and there. So now Disney gets extra access. So they said years of investment into retail led the opening of 749 Disney stores worldwide back in 1997. But when the economy hit, Disney got hurt. And I'm going to tell you right now, Disney stuff is expensive. When I'm at Disney World, at Disneyland, and I go into a Disney store, the stuff is so expensive, I tell the kids, no, we'll buy it online. I hate to do that because, you know, I don't want to, you know, kill the retail star, right? You know, video killed the radio star, right? Internet killed the retail star. I don't want to do that, but I'm sorry. Their products are too expensive. Their markup is just too bad. It's too much. Now, Target was able to survive the retail apocalypse. And from what we understand, it's thriving. Its recently quarterly earnings report show continued growth and great momentum. So, you know, a lot of us are kind of right now a little nervous about the way the economy's going. Yeah, I keep bringing up Best Buy. Best Buy is still staying strong. From what I understand, Best Buy has made deals with Apple and Samsung to feature their products in, like, branded areas. the Target also combined with CVS pharmacies. So now there's a CVS Target, so again, you're attracting both types of customers. We're kind of nervous about what the next few years are going to bring. We don't know who the president, next president is going to be, whether it's Trump or not. We'll have a recession. All right? I think it's going to be, you know, probably faster coming if Trump doesn't win. I think we'll have a little bit more stability if Trump stays. But, you know, the world and technology is changing so fast that industry is changing. I mean, cell phones just blew up. And the people who, like, Blackberries, who you thought were, you know, on top of the world, weren't. iPhone was able to, you know, beat them out. It was a better product. And if you have a better product, you're going to win. If you have a cooler product, maybe no. If you beat people to the punch, sometimes it works, but being first doesn't always work. And so if you are in a position now where you're trying to rethink your job and try to rethink where you're going to be, I think right now, as opposed to 30 years from now, 30 years ago, 30 years ago, we were like, well, I'll just work for a company, I'll do a good job, and I'll be there till I retire, and they'll pay for my retirement. That doesn't happen. I don't know anybody who's basically going to be able to be on their job for the next 10, 20, 30 years. I'm even wondering if five. Companies change all the time. They just do. And so if you are in an industry that is that revolving, you know, you could be at risk, or you could be, you know, positioned perfectly. And so there is a predictable trend to this. You know, I've been complaining this whole time that our future is gray. You know, like with medical students, a lot of medical students, they don't know what the hell they should do, because, you know, they are being trained to, you know, practice medicine a certain way, and they're hearing from others, you're going to be an employee and have to do what you're told. And they're like, well, wait a second, if it's instinct, and if these are tests I need, and non-doctors are going to tell me what to do, how is that going to work? So a lot of, you know, medical students are kind of afraid and going, well, you know, where am I going to get autonomy? What am I going to do? Well, you know, yeah, medicine is going to be very unpredictable later. But what I think you can predict is there's going to be a lot of tech taking over. And there's going to be a lot of human reliance on tech. So if you have a type of job where you're hands-on, you know, that job probably won't exist more. But if you have a type of job where you are the ones designing the tech or coming up with the ideas or the branding or the marketing, you'll probably be safe. And I find it very, very frustrating that we have to, at this point in our lives, because I'm middle-aged, I mean, there's no secret about that, I'm middle-aged, I'm supposed to be planning for retirement. I have no idea what's going to happen because we emptied out our savings, anything we had during the recession. I mean, we were just, you know, so, you know, it's not an easy time, but watch what some of these companies do and where they're going and try to find the pattern, because there's a pattern, people. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.